So kids say the darndest things.
Uh-oh.
Kids say the darndest things. One of them decided that Tim is more handsome.
Oh.
You want to hear why?
Why?
Because I have a molar on my face.
A molar? Oh.
Yeah, the six-year-old was in the car, and I don't even remember how it came up, but it was something like, I think Tim might be more handsome. And I was like, and he said that about his own dad, by the way, which I just think is funny.
Yeah.
When they call their dad Tim.
Okay. I have heard him do that before. I'm
right?
Like, what?
Right. When he really wants to get his attention to go,
yes.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Like his mother.
He did that the other day and he was like, Timmy. And I'm like, oh my God, did he?
And that's when Tim will go, what? So it works, you know?
I know.
So I go, I think Tim's more handsome. And I said, what? Why? And he goes, well, because you have a molar on your face.
Oh my God.
A molar?
My God, that's like your distinctive little quality. What's that? Who's the
Cindy Crawford?
Yes.
Yeah, that's. I don't think it's in the right place to be Cindy Crawford, the mole.
Hers was her. No,
I think it was around here. Yeah,
it was around there.
Around.
I don't
well,
even
still
notice
it is.
It.
I don't think she took it off.
No.
Did she get it removed? That was the worst day when Enrique Iglesias went and got his mole removed. Because remember, he had a big mole.
Oh
and
yeah.
And he got it removed, and I was like, "Yo, bro."
I know. Stick up for your people.
Your fellow mole people.
Cindy Crawford would be insane to remove her mole.
It's known as the Cindy Crawford mole.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yes. Oh, yeah.
How old is she? How old do you think?
Ooh, I'm going to say, all right, if I'm 40, I bet she is late 50s, almost 60.
Really? Oh, I was going to say 53. 54.
Oh, geez.
Oh, she's 5'9".
Oh, and she still looks amazing.
An inch taller than I am.
And her daughter looks just like her.
Let's see. Does she still have the mole? I don't think she has the mole.
There's
oh,
no
she
way.
Does have the mole. But she makeups it up.
Like adds to it? Or
like covers it over with makeup.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she's crazy.
Look at that. Yeah. Okay, now I'm sitting here. I forget I'm on the radio sometimes, and I'm sitting here scrolling through Cindy Crawford photos.
Yeah.
Another instance of kids say the darndest things. So Tim and I are getting dressed. And we were in our underwear at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the
10-year-old...
God, it's
like two male models. I can't.
Shut up.
Both of you. No, because you both sent me selfies this week, and I was like, ugh.
Okay, not in our underwear, for
no.
the record.
No. No.
The way you said that made it sound like we're just like, ooh, look.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you two and you're... Okay, we're all picturing it.
So
all
we're,
right.
Okay, so we're getting dressed, and at this stage, we're in our underwear, and the 10-year-old barges in because she's hungry and wants to order DoorDash.
Oh.
Right?
Whatever.
So she barges in and she looks at us in our underwear and pauses and goes, what are you two, a swim team? What's your DoorDash password?
Oh. Oh my God.
Like unfazed, just like, what are you, a swim team? What's your DoorDash password?
Oh my God. That is so perfect.
Right?
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Oh, I don't know if I would have been that quick. That's great.
We lost it. We were like, fair point.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair point.
Because you both look like you're on a swim team. Oh, my gosh. I'll never be in my underwear around you two.
What are you, a swim team?
Oh. It's true.
What's your DoorDash password?
I don't have time for this. I need Starbucks.
Yeah.
Man, DoorDash.
I know. That DoorDash thing is crazy.
We don't have anything like that.
In Wyndham?
No. And I, like...
Wait, they really won't deliver to...
No.
Oh.
None of them will.
See, this is my spoiled living in the city thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even if I'm, like, on... Okay, there are certain times during the weekend that I don't feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I might be a little hungover.
Oh,
and I'm
I
like,
see.
I'm like, ugh. I just want, and Jay will be working, Riley will be working,
mm-hmm.
and I have nobody to deliver. So now when,
right, to get you some Starbucks or something.
Just anything, like a large, extra large pizza with extra everything. Yeah, nothing. We have no options out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, when we come into Portland, we're like, let's just order takeout for everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I that's another thing that I forget about.
Yeah.
You take for granted.
When Riley babysits for you guys, it's literally her like favorite thing in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that was the only like selfies that were taken were ordering DoorDash.
Yeah, but sending directly to me to be like, haha.
Oh, she's taunting you.
Yeah, she's taunting me, being like, look, but we just DoorDashed. And I'm like, oh, it's not fair.
And you're sitting there like, writhing around in bed going, all I want is a breakfast sandwich from Starbucks. What does it take to get a McMuffin? <I know. laughs> Meanwhile, your 16-year-old driver is at our house.
Yeah, I know. DoorDashing.